Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's come to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM in Richmond. And we're streaming live on the Odyssey app, wherever you may be, all across this country of ours. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Spencer Carberry, head coach of the Washington Capitals, will join us in 20 minutes. Right now, they would make the playoffs. Mm-hmm,
that's great.
Love it. We will talk to the coach coming up in 20 minutes. But joining us right now on the BetQL guest hotline, actually the Kia guest hotline, apologize, is our pal Mike Rizzo, present GM of the Washington Nationals. He's presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. Hey, Mike.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing all right.
Doing well. Hey, hope you're doing well.
Is C.J. Abrams on the brink of becoming a superstar?
He's a heck of a player, man. He's got a chance to be a great player. There's no question about it. I don't like to throw those kind of accolades or superlatives around at such tender major league service age, but he's got all the ingredients to be a great player, no question about it.
Talk about JoJo. So he was set to pitch last night, but he's going to go on the IL 15-day. He's got some inflammation in the forearm. MRI was clean, right? So no ligament damage, which is awesome. It's just it's scary now with all these pitchers going down. I don't know what the number of pitchers is on the injured list this year compared to last year at this time, but it seems like it's a whole lot. Well, just talk about that and what the result was.
Yes, a lot of pitchers, a lot of prominent pitchers also, a lot of elite guys that are very important to their ball club. So that factors into it also. JoJo, I think that it's as good a news as you could get when you're talking about a pitcher going on a disabled list. He had some tenderness in his elbow. I think you could see it, the start before, he didn't look himself, in my opinion, was pushing the baseball. His velo was down a tick. But didn't feel anything. So good for him for throwing his next bullpen and saying something. We got him checked out. The MRI looked as good as you can look. It has some inflammation, but the ligament is really sound. It's thick and it's healthy. So that's a good sign. So we'll ramp him up, get him going. But we're gonna take our time with him and be careful and patient like we do with all of our pitchers and see if he can come back and get back to where he was at the beginning of last year.
Now, Mike, I didn't see the game last night, just kind of reading about it, but did Kyle Finnegan have bases loaded last night in the ninth, nobody out, and got out of it?
Yeah, bases loaded, nobody out, and got out of it. Got a double play ball, which he's done the last couple of times to bail himself out. The defense played very well for us last night. And with the exception of a couple of guys getting hit with baseballs, it was a great night for us.
joined by Mike Rizzo on the Kia guest hotline. He's brought to you by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local, put their team in your office. Mike, did you see the base-stealing explosion that's happening so far for the Nats? I mean, guys are ripping off two and three steal nights. Lipscomb's done it. Jacob Young did it. C.J. Abrams is up there in steals. Did you see this happening in spring training and translating into the regular season?
We kind of planned it that way, that would be a much more aggressive base-stealing team. We've got some speed on the club now when you've got Young, who's a prominent base-stealer in the minor leagues, and C.J. Abrams, and, Lane Thomas can steal you 25 bases or so. And Lipscomb is such a great base runner and, you know, learning really to be a great base stealer. We can't forget about Nunez on the bench and when Robles, gets healthy and that type of thing. All these guys can run, and I think you'll see them attempting it a lot this year. The rule changes have a lot to do with it. You kind of you have to build your team around some base stealing. It's part of the strategy now in the game. That's why we hate walks so much, because walks now turn into doubles, and that's something that's difficult to overcome. So we're looking to be aggressive on the base pass, but not run into outs, and be smart and pick our situations. And I think Davey's done a great job with that, and has Parra. Parra's our base running outfield and base running coach, and he's really taken hold of this group of base stealers and really puts a lot of time into it.
And really good instincts by Lipscomb, especially. I can't remember which game it was, but he stole second, and the throw goes over the second baseman's head, and it wasn't by a lot, but immediately he just takes third. Like, he knew that he had enough time to get from second to third, so he swipes another one.
Yeah, and he's a good, which goes kind of under the radar these days. He slides in a way where he can pop up, slide, and go to third, as does Lane Thomas. Some other guys lay out, they go head first, they lay out. It's harder for them to get up and go to third on those wild throws. But that's something that's a very small nuance of the game that he has a great baseball IQ. He's a very smart base runner and a baseball player. So that's a credit to him and his upbringing there at Tennessee.
Mike, talk about McKenzie in that first outing against Pittsburgh. Struggled early, but then he bounced back and he was really good. His overall numbers were good. And then in the 3-2 win against Philly, he was also very good. Struck out six, and he went 5 2/3. So in his first two starts, he's gone close to six innings. He got the win, obviously, against Philly. So talk about McKenzie in his first two starts and how he looked for you.
He's been terrific. His stuff is elite. He's got elite stuff, and he's really challenging the hitters more and pounding the strike zone at a much greater pace. I think you'll see his pitch selection has been much more balanced than it was last year. I think the last start against the Phillies, he threw somewhere around 15-16% changeups, along with a curveball, slider, and four-seam fastball. So that's a dramatic jump from last season, where he's really trying to work that into his repertoire as a fourth pitch, and I think you could see that coming. When that pitch comes, I think it's going to really turn a corner for him, because he's got all the power stuff in the world. If he could get something for those those right-handed hitters off his fastball and off his hard slider, I think it's going to make him even better.
Hey, getting back to the pitching injuries. Is it your opinion, a lot of these pitchers are complaining that the pitch clock is kind of causing the drastic arm injuries? Major League Baseball saying no, that's not the deal. Are you in that camp?
What about the gripping? I thought the gripping idea was something too, maybe.
Yeah. Is your opinion that the pitch clock is increasing the pitching injuries, or is it just the way these guys are brought up and the velo and the spin rates, and it's the mechanics essentially?
I think all of it has a piece of this puzzle. It's I don't think you could say one blanket statement that this thing is causing injuries, because we would stop it. But I do think that the stickiness of the baseball and the over gripping it and the pitch clock and the weighted ball workouts for the pitchers, the demand for velocity and stuff and spin rate. You know, every fastball we throw is as hard as we can. Every torque on the breaking pitch is as much spin rate as you can. We've got now not only curveballs and sliders, but we also have sweepers and that type of thing. That this all takes a toll on the physicality of pitching, and I think that it has to be a deep dive into how to protect these pitchers a little bit better. I certainly am not smart enough to fix the problem. I can identify some of the outliers that contribute to it, but this is something that I know MLB takes very seriously, because you know our product is starting pitching is key for a lot of teams, and when you see these starting pitchers going down at such a astronomical rate, then you really have to wonder how you're going to build these rosters and how you're going to win championships with so many injuries at such a key position.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, I want you to chime in on a debate we had because you do this for a living, right? You've experienced this. And we were talking about with the Commanders at pick two, and we were all asked to kind of rate our quarterbacks. I guess we all have different philosophies on how they're rating them. These guys are breaking my balls, Mike, because I'm saying I think Jaden Daniels might have the most superstar potential, but I'd be scared to pick them a little bit because of maybe injury risk and some other things. They think I'm a moron. As a general manager,
you're not painting the complete picture. You had him at the top of your board, but you would pick your number five guy on your board.
Or my number three guy. I would take a safer pick potentially. Now I'm scared. I would be drafting a little bit scared. But you as a GM, just because we are burned by RG3, et cetera, but you as a GM, do you always just take the one you think is the absolute most talented, or are there other factors like maybe injury concern, character concern, whatever it might be, that might give you pause and you actually take someone else that you go, you know what, he may not be that superstar, but it'll be a 12-year pro at a high level and we can win a championship.
You're very
with him.
Fiery.
Well, because you guys annoy me
you're,
about it.
You're very fiery.
So you understand, there's the argument, Mike.
Yeah, I think that it's an argument we have in the draft room every year. It's risk reward. You know,
right.
There's always and I have no idea about the quarterback situation. So I'm talking baseball situation. It's like you take that high ceiling high school kid, or you take that college guy that you know is going to be a big leaguer, but may only be a good big leaguer. Where this high school guy, 3 or 4 years later, may be a superstar,
right.
Maybe has the ability to be a superstar. That's always the debate that you have in the draft room. I think a lot of it has to do with what are his skills? Do they translate at the highest level? What are his makeup concerns? When he does struggle early, which they all do. When he does struggle a little bit, can he handle it mentally and emotionally and that
right.
type of thing? Or does he fade? Is there a injury factor, built into this thing? Whereas, if you have a speed player and he loses that tool, if he's a speed player, that's a big part of his skill set. If he loses that tool, can he still be a good player? So all these things have to go into the debate when you're talking about drafting these players. And for the most part, I like to take the best talent on the board if they pass all the prerequisites of the other categories that we talked about.
Which is fair, but these guys, they attacked me, Mike. And they said, if
incorrect.
You're picking two.
We didn't attack
you didn't attack me. they attacked me and they said, at two. Now, you say you would always kind of defer to that. That's kind of your default. I respect that. But they said you always take the best talent at two.
That's not exactly what we
said. That's what Trap
said. You're totally convoluting
that's
it.
That's what Trap said.
What we're saying is, if you're factoring those other things in, like a guy is FUBAR, then he slides off your list or slides down your list.
Yeah.
You needed two boards.
I mean, Mike, you took Dylan Cruz last year at two because you felt like he was the best player on the board, correct? At two.
Correct. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
If Dylan Cruz, let me ask you this. If Dylan Cruz was gone, if Pittsburgh took Dylan Cruz, would you have taken Skeens?
I'm not sure what I've taken there, but
we love skis.
We did love skis. Yes, yeah. We did love skis.
Mike, you didn't know you were going to get dragged into this argument today, did you? You didn't have that on your bingo card.
I didn't know. I would have studied my quarterbacks a little more. But you know who I do hang out with in West Palm Beach all the time. Ooh. Is Bill Parcells and Ron Wolf.
All right, give us a nugget.
We've had many conversations about that. So
who would Bill Parcells or Ron Wolf take? Would they take Jaden Daniels or Drake May?
You know, I don't know. I'm not sure. I never asked them that specific question. I don't know if they'd give me a specific answer either. But you know, that's we talk football all the time. What he did tell me is that because you know you guys know I'm a Bears fan,
right?
He did say that. Because I was kind of on the fields, you know. I like fields, you know. You
right.
Put some stuff around and blah blah.
He
blah,
has some
blah.
Ability.
And both of those guys said, and it surprised me. They said, no way. You got to trade them.
Hey, real quick, we got like a minute left. Speaking of the prospect, how are Dylan and specifically James Wood doing right now in the minors?
Oh, they're both doing really well. Cruz had a slow couple of games, but he got a bunch of hits yesterday, hit a homer, and James is. He's playing terrific when they play. You know, that's in. You know, you play in Rochester and up there. I think they were rained out or weathered out of like four games in a row.
Oh, so wow!
They sat there for four or five games. So they're behind the games, but they're both playing very, very well. As are a bunch of the other guys. I know Hassel got a couple of hits yesterday, and House got three hits yesterday, and. You know, so the guys are playing well. All the elite guys are playing elite, and along with Morales and Rutledge has a couple good starts up there too. So we'll be seeing a lot of those guys in the coming year or so, and it'll be exciting.
I can't wait. All right, let's get a sweep out in San Fran. All right.
Let's do it. I would love to.
All right, man.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, guys.
Yep. All right, bud.
That's our pal Mike Rizzo, who joined us on the Kia Guest Hotline. He's brought to you by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more info. Last night, Ovi scored, and the Caps won against Detroit. And right now, they would be in the playoffs. We'll talk to their head coach next. Spencer Carberry on the Junkies.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben and Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill friendly meats like organic air chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time to head out to the Kia Guest Hotline. We say good morning to Spencer Carberry, head coach of the Washington Capitals. He's brought to you by the Centers for Advanced Orthopedics. More locations, more advanced care centered around one thing. You visit CFAOrtho.com for more details. Coach Carbs, good morning.
Morning, guys.
Thank you for joining us. So Ovi gets his 30th of the season. What a time to get it to in the game. 7 ticks left on the second period clock in Detroit. A historic goal as well, reaching 30 goals in a season for the 18th time, most in NHL history. And I also mentioned earlier in the show, Coach, I did like that he passed Mike Gartner, another former Capital, to get to that number last night. What a goal, what a career, and, you know, obviously huge in a game that you guys needed last night.
Yeah, the time of the goal was it couldn't have been bigger for us going into the intermission, into the third period there and being up one, but to give us that second to give us a bit of a cushion going into the third, because we knew they were going to press and they were going to come after us. So I think that settled us a little bit. Huge moment there. And to make that play, like, you know, some people look at it like, those chances last night, there's probably 10 of those looks, but he's the guy that finds a way to put one in the back of the net in those situations. And that speaks to what he's done his entire career, scoring goals like that, finding ways to beat goaltenders clean and in big moments. So it couldn't have come at a bigger time for our group, for sure.
And it was awesome to have Osh back on the ice last night. He was a game time decision after missing the last four games. He gets the assist on that Ovi goal with a quick turnover in the neutral zone. He sees Ovi streaking down the left side of the ice. Next thing you know, Ovi snaps it past the goalie. You guys go in with a 2-0 lead, as you mentioned, instead of just a 1-0 lead. Huge.
Yeah, and Osh is—he's such an important part of our team for so many different reasons that we've talked about, and you could argue, like obviously Johnny Carlson is a massive part of our team and so important. Same thing, really important player, but you can put Osh right up there with those two guys on how valuable they are to our lineup every night. And Osh is a little bit of a different, not just because of the minutes he plays, but just the calming presence, the bench, his demeanor and how he talks to our players and his play on the ice is just so poised, and he can make plays off the walls. And so anytime he's not in our lineup, we as a coaching staff, like, we walk away from the games, win or lose or whatever happens, and we feel it. We can feel when he's not in. So having him back, huge impact, and we felt it last night.
Chucky was spectacular last night. Hang that performance in the Louvre. Yeah. Put it behind bulletproof glass. Do whatever you have to do to protect him. He stopped 2.19 more goals than expected. That's according to MoneyPuck.com. Can you quickly explain that stat to the hockey noobs that you're talking to right now that don't know all of those fancy analytics? Because that seems like an impressive number to me.
It is, and essentially what happened was in the first period, and then about 12 minutes into the second, like, we had a few looks, but they definitely carried the play and outchanced us, so had the better of the scoring chances through that part of the game. And Chucky made, call it 8 to 10 really, really quality saves that you could argue, you know, there's a good chance those go in. But he makes a great saves in those spots, and he keeps that game at 0-0. And so once again, similar to, so like a few weeks ago, maybe it was against Winnipeg, like, Chucky keeps that game at 0-0, lets us find our footing. You know, we would like to carry a little bit more play than we did, but we hung on, hung in there. Chucky makes some big saves. And then the second period towards the end, about 8 minutes left, we start to, and whether it was, like, you could chalk it up to them, they push real hard in their own building, and then they run out a little bit of gas, and now we take over momentum and take over the game, or you know, get those two goals and put ourselves in a good spot. And Chucky's a huge reason for that, because if you're down in that spot, it becomes a lot more challenging.
Talking to Spencer Carberry, head coach of the Washington Capitals, on the Kia guest hotline. So Buffalo's next. And I believe last week we talked to you and you said sometimes it's not a great matchup. And I'm wondering, you know, you lose 6-2 in that game, the last game against Buffalo. I'm wondering, as a coach, do you just try and flip the script and do something totally different? What do you do?
That's my whole day today, my friend. Yeah, we definitely need to make some adjustments and find a way to slow them down, especially that top line with Tuck and Thompson. And that's what we'll game plan against, because as I said last week, that They're a handful, and we have to do a way better job in a couple different areas. I won't get into all the X's and O's, but we got to do a way better job in a couple different areas. And even last night, you saw it. Like, we've got to, you know, like, we appreciate Chucky and the way he kept us in that game. But against these teams with the speed and skill like Detroit has, like Buffalo, we've got to slow guys like Larkin and DeBrincat and Patrick Kane down through the neutral zone and defend turnups a little bit better. So that's what we'll be focused on, and we'll have make some adjustments to make sure that messaging is clear.
Coach, you guys have scored 12 goals in the last seven games. So offensively, it's been a little bit of a struggle, putting a lot of pressure on Chucky, and Chucky was awesome last night. So the 12 yeah. the 12 goals in the seven games, is this something that you're – I mean, you just kind of know your team now. I mean, there's only four games left. The offensive struggle, is that something you can kind of target into, or is this just kind of the way you guys are now, just the way you're built? Is that a concern for you?
Game 78, right?
It is, yeah.
I don't think it's any different. Like, we went on a stretch where you maybe didn't notice it as much, but when you peel it back, power play, right, is scoring a bunch, right? So you remember that? So now those goals have dried up a little bit. Now we're one for whatever our last 14. So now those are off the board, okay? So now you're like, oh, well, actually it's pretty much very similar to what it was without those power play goals. So that's a big part of it. To me, it's no different than it's been all year long, is we have to be comfortable winning a game 2-1.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we've won however many games we have and put ourselves in this position. Not to say that we're not trying to find different ways to score 3, 4, 5. That's not what we're saying. We're working our tails off to try to find a way to get 3 or 4 tomorrow night. But we have to own and be comfortable that no problem. If it's 2-1, if it's 1-0, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
We're because what happens, and as you know, and as you followed, if it starts to get into like, okay, well, we got to get 4 and now we're giving up 3. Well, that's not a successful recipe for us, or it hasn't been all year long. So we have to be comfortable in that, just like we have all year. And so that'll be the focus. And obviously, ideally, if we can get 3 or 4 tomorrow night, that's the objective, but also being comfortable of making sure that we're not getting in a track meet with a team that really thrives in those situations.
Coach, following up on that and grinding to try to get goals, does it frustrate you just last night specifically, where Lappy, like, he has a great opportunity early, just missed by a fraction. Albe Kubel got it past Lyon, and it glances off the crossbar. And you're like, well, if I had a little bit more puck luck here, or we did, there's 2 goals right there, and it's not quite as nip and tuck.
Yeah, and that's like... Yeah, I just focus on process. So those guys are putting themselves in good spots, continue to do that, and you got to find a way to finish in those spots. Young players, new players to the league, it's not easy to score in this league. So you see like Lappies, McMichaels, Protoss, like it's hard to score. So they're going through this, like Mikey's dried up a little bit now. Production-wise, we need some different guys to chip in, for sure, and that's what we're going to focus on, of trying to create those opportunities and control play. If we outchance Buffalo tomorrow night 24-12, we're going to have a great chance to win the hockey game. If we get outchanced 30-20, that's not a good recipe. So that's what we'll stay on our process, and then hopefully we get a little bit of puck luck and some finish, and we can win a hockey game.
Coach Carbs, I will speak for you. I'll be your mouthpiece here, so you don't have to come out of pocket for criticizing the refs. I mean, what a horrible makeup call with the bogus hooking call against Osh with under 5 minutes to play in the third. I mean, Osh was visibly upset as he made his way to the penalty box. I'm going to assume that you and the coaching staff weren't big fans of that call either. I know I was not.
Yeah, I will say, and I think if you asked Osh the question, you know, Osh puts himself in a bad spot there to chase behind the net at that moment. And Sider, we all know Moritz Sider, really great skating young defenseman. So when you chase behind, you put yourself behind him, And Osh knows better than that, that at that point in the game. If we're trailing, go after him, chase him behind, absolutely. But we put ourselves in a tough spot, and then, you know, he sells it and all that jazz. So, yeah, I think you're spot on with the call. But we also put ourselves in a vulnerable spot in that situation when we didn't need to.
Coach, real quick, do you feel like you need to get 8 points on the rest of the way to get in?
You know what we need?
A win tomorrow.
A
win tomorrow. I know. Buffalo. All right. I knew that was coming. Yeah. All right, man.
You teed it up for me.
I teed it up, bro.
Too easy.
All right, well, good
luck.
That's
Coach Spencer Carberry, presented by the Centers for Advanced Orthopedics. More locations, more advanced care centered around one thing. You visit CFAOrtho.com. Keep it going, Coach.
Okay, thanks, guys. Yep. Have a great day.
Talk to you next week. You too, buddy.
Should mention, coming up next, we haven't done this in a long time. Ooh. We'll play Junkies Trivia on a game show Wednesday.
Good.
We had four guests on the show.
Yes.
There'll be questions about the guest interviews that we had the show. We have tickets to WWE to give away. Also tickets to Wizards Fan Appreciation Night. You can call in now at 800-636-1067.
All right, guys. It's Thompson Creek's anniversary. Over 44 years of providing the DMV with A-plus Better Business Bureau rated replacement windows that save you time, money, and help lower utility costs. It's their anniversary, but they're giving you the gift, a free window with every three windows you order. Save big time during Thompson Creek's anniversary sale with a free window for every three you buy, plus special financing. 44 years building windows to exactly fit your home and our weather in our own local factory. Call today at 855-57-CREEK. Or visit thompsoncreek.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106 on the Fan and the Team 980. Going to play a little Junkies trivia for prizes now on a game show Wednesday. Let's punch up our first contestant. Junkies Trivia, we asked you a question about the show itself. I told you it was going to be about our interviews.
All right, let's go.
Hope you've been listening intently.
Let's go to David in Silver Spring. Hey, David. What's up, man?
Good morning, guys.
Hello, David.
Morning,
all right,
buddy.
David. We had Chris Webber on the show earlier. We really enjoyed our interview with Chris Webber. What did he say was worse, The aftermath of calling the timeout in the national championship or being traded from Washington?
Being traded to Washington or from Washington.
That is correct. Congratulations. Stay in line. We'll hook you up with two tickets to the Wizards this Friday when they take on the Bulls at 7 p.m. It's Fan Appreciation Night presented by Michelob Ultra. All fans are going to take home a free City Edition themed T-shirt. For tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com/events, courtesy of the Washington Wizards. I noticed your body language when he said that, EB. I think you were kind of surprised by his answer there.
Yeah, because the timeout was traumatic.
Timeout was devastating.
I mean, the trade for like the general public, whatever. It sucked. You know, move on. Whatever. The timeout like lives in infamy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But I think he said this on the show. He took the negative and turned it into a positive. And I think he talks about that in the book, that his family, like his mom and his dad and his family, kind of pulled him through that. And then, you know, he won Rookie of the Year and everything. But he said on this show, he thought the Wizards could be something.
I know.
Or the
Bullets. You don't understand. And I told Drabby this. Most of the interviews, I mean, I like some of the guys. I love Rizzo. I love Carbs. You know, most of the interviews I don't care about, right? These were all great. Webb was awesome.
He was
so good. And when he was going through the roster and the Rasheed Wall, I was just bringing back all the memories, all the feels, Cap Center, being at Bowie State, going to their practice.
How cool was it that
being in the locker room?
When you bring a guest back through a commercial break for a second segment.
Yeah, and he's still pumped.
And he's still pumped. You know that's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I said this. We've interviewed almost everyone you can interview. Really, in the world of sports, really the only one that I think of that we haven't really done is Jordan.
Jordan.
That was just a weird miss with him being here in 2 years. I don't know why we never got him, but it just didn't work.
And Wayne Rooney.
But we've pretty much gotten everybody. And like he said, you guys did a great interview with John Calipari. I don't even remember it. This will be a interview I remember forever for some reason, because it just hit me. Like our Ripken interviews, like our Magic interviews.
I mean, Chris Webber's not that much younger than us.
51.
Like, he's a contemporary. Like, yeah. We saw him go through high school. We followed him to Michigan. We saw him here in Washington.
He's part of the reason.
Did we ever have Bryce Harper?
I did it. Cakes and I did an appearance.
Okay, that was.
I spent an hour with him.
Yeah, but I'm saying an interview on the show.
I think we did have him on once.
We did?
We might have.
I don't remember that.
Cakes and I spent an hour with him.
No, I remember you guys being in the locker room with him.
We did.
Or whatever.
We're boys with him. We're tight with him.
We did a
car show appearance.
We did a car show appearance with him.
Yeah.
Hell, Cakes and I think it was also Cakes and I, we hosted a movie premiere with LeBron.
We
spent an hour with LeBron.
That's correct.
All right, let's go to our next.
I guess that counts.
That's what we do.
Our next contestant. Yeah, if you missed the interview with Chris Webber or any of the interviews today, hit that rewind feature on the Odyssey app or grab the podcast for sure.
All right, let's do Mike in Ashburn. Hey, Mike.
What's up, guys?
All right, Mike. This is Cake said this is a ball buster question. It's a hard question, but
great.
It is what you get. We had Steve Sands on the show. Sands is always fantastic from the Golf Channel.
Yeah, I love when we have Sands.
Jason
on.
Asked him for a sleeper pick for the Masters. Who is his sleeper pick for the Masters?
Oh, my gosh. This is ridiculously hard.
Yes. Well, did you listen to it?
I'm going to say Cameron Kirk.
No. We'll just mow through the contestants. 800-636-1067. Who's up next?
I'm trying to think myself. I don't want to go. I want to figure it out myself. I'm
trying to process it.
Because I remember listening for that. Hey, what's up? Chance.
Hello.
Hey, buddy.
Chance, do you know Steve Sands' sleeper pick for the Masters?
This is not something they can Google, see.
No.
This is why they're struggling.
This is a ball breaker.
Okay.
Sergio Garcia.
No.
Good guess.
800-636-1067. Somebody will have been listening hard. Although EB's forgot. Do you remember Cakes?
I remember. Golf right. Cakes remembers
Who's
everything.
Up next?
Golf God. Cakes.
Golf for Cakes remembers all.
Hey, bud. It's Barry in Rockville. I'm racking my brain trying to remember who he said.
Barry.
He probably talks like
boys.
This.
Who was Steve Sands' sleeper pick to win the Masters?
Oh, now I remember. How did you say that?
No idea.
If you don't have an idea, hang up.
Pat, Mechanicsville. You know what? No one's going to get this because only real golf geeks know this person.
No. It took me a minute to remember.
Johnson. No.
Because
good guess.
I've listened to so many golf podcasts Masters previews. All the guys' picks have blended together.
All right, the people that are calling in now.
My brain's mush, but now I remember.
The people that are calling in now, I bet, are going to win. The people who are on hold, probably not going to win.
It's me.
I
sent you a video of him yesterday.
Yeah, I know. Let's go to Harold.
Narrows it down.
Yeah, a little bit.
Harold. He gets a little feisty.
Harold, who did Steve Sand say was his sleeper pick?
All right.
Let's
go to Tom.
Let me go back to England.
Tom.
He was a Ryder Cupper.
Probably. Are our folks? Yes. Hey, that's you, buddy. Who was his sleeper pick?
Victor Hovland?
No. Yeah, he's a real sleeper, that Victor Hovland.
Let's go to Drew.
Like, I think literally. Drew's going to nail it. Yeah. It's my prediction.
No, he Drew hung up. He's smart.
I told JP this is impossible.
I know, but the first one was so easy.
Listen, I'm a golf geek, and I already forgot. But I don't think I just forgot because my brain's mush.
Right.
Tyler. No, he's scared.
Tyler, your name is very similar to this guy's name.
Don't say anything, Cakes.
You're tainting the game.
Hey, we're trying to give it away.
We're trying to give the prize away.
It's fun to. I actually think it's fun to not know it.
Chris.
It was Hatton.
There you go.
Congratulations.
I was wondering if we could go through like all 88 players. Or whatever.
You get two tickets to WWE Friday Night SmackDown versus WWE. Comes Friday, August 23rd at Capital One Arena. Tickets on sale Friday, April 12th at 10 a.m. For tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com/events. That's courtesy of Monumental Sports.
Hello!
It's time now for Chasing 895. I sent out a tweet last night that we're making Drab work really hard, or Ovi is making Drab work extra hard by printing out this read because he won't stop scoring, which we love as Caps fans. Ovi became the first player in NHL history to have 18 30-goal seasons after only scoring 8 goals in the season's first 43 games. He now has 22 goals in his last 32 games, including 4 in his last 4 games. He set the NHL record for 30-goal seasons with 18, passing Mike Gartner, and the goal ended up as the game winner against the Red Wings.
Back out for Sherrod at center. Perron to go cross ice. It bounces off a Sider, and the Capitals got momentum here. Here comes Ovechkin, left side, shooting. He scores with 7.2 seconds to go. It's his 30th goal of the season, and Alex Ovechkin is the first player in National Hockey League history to get 30 or more goals in 18 seasons, and it is a gigantic goal here in Detroit. It's 2-0 Washington.
That's John Walton on the call. Chasing 895 is presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information.
Don't forget tonight, if you guys have any interest at all and you're just hanging out, it's nationally televised game, mm-hmm. ESPNU, Marist for Siena.
Very good.
At Marist at Tenney Stadium. It's a very cool.
I'll tune in.
It's a very cool venue. Stevie runs a midline. So, you know, I'm nervous about it. I think it could go either way for sure. For sure could go either way.
This is a big one.
We're probably dogs, to be honest with you, because we're a young team. So it's a big one.
Yeah, Vinny and Joe said, tune in. The Marist Red Fox.
This is a big one because
it's a big one.
You're trying to qualify for the conference tournament. You got to get some more wins.
We need more wins.
More dubs.
In a perfect. Really, we need to go 3-0 down the stretch. If we go 2-1, we might be able to sneak in.
You know what?
But we need to go 3-0.
The Marist Red Foxes are the Washington Capitals. They need to keep winning to get in.
Our playoffs are today. They actually started at the Mount.
Caps playoffs were
Saturday.
Last night.
And this
in
is
Detroit.
A home game?
Home game at 10, 8 p.m.
Very
ESPNU.
Good.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So I'm drinking my don't sleep so I can make the death march.
Yeah, good luck.
Up to Poughkeepsie.
So you're gone tomorrow, but back Friday.
Back Friday. And then back up Saturday. Crazy life.
All right, got to get out of here for Bish, Cake, CB, I'm JP. We'll see you tomorrow. B. Mitch and Finley up next. here on The Fan.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.